be about 1926. He moved to Chicago about 1938, where his name was eventually changed to Bo Diddley. He practiced the guitar every day and sometimes into the night, till his papa's hair began to turn white. His pa said, "Son, listen here, I know you can stay, but that guitar's just got to go." So he pulled his hat down over his eyes and headed on out for them western skies. I think Bob Dylan said that. He hit New York City. He began to play the Apollo in Harlem. Good scene there. Everybody raving. Stuff like, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog, and so on. A place called Richmond in Surrey, way down in the deep south. I got guys that have long hair down the back singing, "I wanna be your lover, baby, I wanna be your man, yeah," and all that jazz. Well, we've been doing this number of Bo Diddley for quite some time now. Bo Diddley visited this country last year. And we were playing at the Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown. And the doors opened one night, and to our surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we're doing that. We're doing this number. Along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green. He said, "Hey, Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material?" Jerome said,
"Where's the ball, man? Please show me to the bar."
He turned around to Dutchess and he said, "Hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material?" She said, "I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the gods and all that jam." Well, Bo Diddley looked up at me and he said, with half-closed eyes and a smile, he said, "Man," he took off his glasses, he said, "Man, that sure is a biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard in my life."